following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Wednesday, first Wednesday of July, getting you ready for the 4th of July holiday weekend. Doug Duder, Andy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Sean Callahan's going to be joining us here in a few minutes. Talk a little Husker football. It's a month away from camp, and Monday we start our 14 teams in 14 days. We start with our Big Ten overview. Adam Rittenberg will be with us Friday, obviously, with the 4th of July, no show. So starting Monday, though, as we've been saying, a lot of football from soccer yesterday, and just some general thoughts coming up today on a variety of topics.
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. You know, wrap your mind around this. They're playing football games for real next month. Both collegiately and in high school football. Both are playing next month.
So as things fly by, take advantage of your time here in July. I know a lot of people are trying to take an extra day or two off around this 4th of July, make it a long holiday. So everybody have safe and fun. And, you know, I'm not going to say we're jumping in with both feet on Monday, but it definitely kind of changes gear. Tom Chattel was talking about it in one of his articles. You know, when is it okay? He goes, in Nebraska, of course, it's okay all the time. But is it the 4th of July? Is it after, you know, a basketball season, after the College World Series? When is it okay? And, you know, for us, it's going to be Monday.
Well, the NFL doesn't start playing games for real until September. But they have those preseason games in July,
and that always drafts.
Well, you got, when I was in one league, I swear to God, we had our fantasy draft in June one year because that was the only time. Because there was a lot of coaches and folks that they had their football camps, they couldn't come. Blah 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 blah. The day that Ricky Williams announced that he was retiring because he wasn't going to go to camp or whatever, that was the day we had the draft. Yeah. So I was like, well, at least it didn't happen. At least he didn't retire after I drafted him.
Well, we're about 4 weeks away when we do this show at the end of the month, our last Wednesday together, July 30th. We'll be back from Chicago and Big Ten Media Days and hopefully knowing a lot more about what's going on and what's expected this year in conference football. Wimbledon going on. All the big names are kind of getting knocked out. Does that make it exciting for even the tennis fans to watch this weekend? I mean, Djokovic's the only guy that's left out of the men's or women's draw that anybody would even really be paying attention to. If Federer, who's behind right now, gets beat today.
Yeah.
Andy Murray gets bounced today. I'll say this. A little disappointed at the English crowd.
Because they weren't.
Andy Murray, he broke the, 162-year streak last year? They should have been going Canuzzo when that was over with an ovation for him, and they did not.
But they're a polite English sporting crowd.
No, they're not.
Come on, they're
no,
at Wimbledon.
They're
it's,
not.
It's strawberries and cream.
No,
it's,
they're not. No.
It's a polite little golf clap.
No, they're not. Just I was a little surprised by that. Lincoln's Jack Sock still alive in the doubles. He'll play again this afternoon with all the action going on there. Big weekend for Allegiant Baseball. We talked about that with Tino Martinez of Home Federal yesterday, and they swept North Platte. They get to host the championship game in the Cornhusker League on Monday night. So, Kearney Hastings, Grand Island going to the big Mike Peterson tournament, as many of the Class A schools are in the state.
Yeah, it'll be a busy, busy weekend. And actually, some of the action even starts as early as tonight. So, you spread it out over the nice 4th of July weekend, kind of an all-American weekend of baseball. You know, it's nice to get those local schools involved and have kind of everybody coming in to Kearney, to Grand Island and Hastings over the weekend. It'll be a lot of fun. A
couple of big stories yesterday when we were over at Bandits, and we thank Tim and the gang, as always, for their hospitality. Don't forget, their 4th of July party starts tomorrow, the 3rd of July. Well done.
Well, if you're gonna do a lot of stuff, you got to spread it out over more than one day.
But Mike Davis, Nebraska Danger coach, joined us again, and two bits of, I thought, pretty big news. A, he says he's coming back as the head coach already, that has been pretty much taken care of. They're just finalizing the deal on the contract, so it's good that Coach Davis will be back with the Nebraska Danger. He also said he expects to see the league expand. They, like the USHL, you never know. They take a hit, they lose a couple franchises, and all of a sudden a couple more. Now the USHL is as big as it's been since the Storm have entered. Now in the IFL, we could see it as big as it's been since the Danger entered. He said there was at least or approximately 10 interested parties in expansion at the United Bowl last Saturday night. He says if you just take a third of those and you've already got Billings in, if nobody folds, that's number 10. And if you add three more, you know, you're looking at 13, you know, 12, 13, he thinks is a very realistic number next year, which means you don't have to play the same teams every single week. And the scheduling is crazy anyway, because the Danger didn't play every team in the league this year, and there's only 10 of them.
Yeah, and that is a little awkward scheduling when you do that. I mean, it seems like everybody in your division, you play twice, home and away, and then you play teams outside of your division once every other year at your place.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
it's not hard.
No,
there is a formula for
but this. There is also logistics that you kind of look at. I mean, some of the teams in the league, a trip to Billings would be a pretty good trip because you're not probably flying a indoor football team into the Billings International Airport. You know, you're probably driving on a bus, and there are some logistical things you want to look at there.
And even the commissioner said he'd like to see at least 12 teams competing next year. So
yeah, 12 would be, I think 12 is a great number. I think 12 is a good number. Well, first of all, there's 10 year games because you'll have five teams in your division, and so there you go. You play those five, and then you play a team from the other division, you know, home and away every other year. That pretty much fills up your schedule. 12 is a great number.
So we'll see what happens in the IFL as we get closer to off-season chat. One thing I want to bring out to you, and the way they've been talking about here, and we can get as deep into this, but a thought for you if you're out there, want to send us a tweet, want to send us an email, of course, the Twitter address, at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. You can email the Dent Popper inbox anytime, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Check out the Facebook page as well. Why would LeBron James even consider signing with the team in the West Division of the NBA? He's got it made in the East.
There's a pretty good path in the East.
The West is way tough. I mean, if you think it's tough getting to
the Bulls
championship.
Aren't bad. The Bulls aren't going to be bad. And neither are the Pacers. I mean, you still have obstacles you got to overcome.
The facts are the West had teams with winning records not make the playoffs this year.
Yeah.
And the East had teams that were 6-8
balance.
Games.
But you know what? You don't really. Okay, yeah, you have to get past the number 8 seed. You got to get past the number 7 seed. But the reality is, if you think you're going to win a championship, you're already at that elite level where there's, you know, either there's going to be 2 or 3 teams that can beat you in your conference. There isn't going to be 6 or 8. You know, say what you will about the West. Yeah, the Clippers are better, but the Clippers aren't going to win an NBA title.
But you're going to have to play those teams more often than the crud you're playing in the East in your 82-game schedule. There are, say what you will, more, quote, nights off when you're playing right now in the Eastern Conference and when you've made it to the finals 4 straight years and they're talking about getting older and being tired and needing to catch a break. I can't even fathom why you would think about playing for a team in the Western Division.
That is a good point, but I'm thinking mostly playoff-wise. I mean, playoff-wise, you don't have to beat everybody. You're only going to play three teams maximum in a series somewhere, so you're not going to necessarily run in. You don't have to play everybody that's good in the West. But, yeah, you can
East
probably.
It's easier to win than the West. Because
of the regular season schedule. Because you're right, you'll be able to take a few more nights off.
If he left Miami, Miami's already. So you scratch them. Who's left in the East? Chicago and?
Probably Pacers. Celtics are going to get better.
But I'm just saying, I mean, the Bulls would be the only team in the East that you could even compare to the top six, seven in the West.
About four. I wouldn't say six or seven. I'd say about four in the West. I'd say four. I wouldn't say six or seven.
I would. Yeah, so we'll disagree about that.
Okay.
Everybody goes on vacation about this time of the year that works the beat of Husker football and – that's just the way it is, and that's fine, and that's cool, and that's why we're getting Sean Callahan on here for one final. I know Sip's on vacation. As you see, Tom Chattel's getting ready to take vacation. Sean Callahan never takes vacation.
He never sleeps.
Us on the Doug and Daddy Show. No, he's got a youngster. How's it going, man?
Good. I'm actually going to be going fishing, though, this on Sunday in South Dakota, so I'll be gone for half the week, but I'm kind of on a vacation. My wife is taking me to Omaha to go shopping. So.
Your definition of vacation and mine do differ, Sean.
No. A few things to talk about, Sean, just generally here, and we'll touch on. It's quiet for the most part on the recruiting front with Big Red Weekend now in our rearview mirror. But let's start there. That's obviously the whole start of Husker Online. Where are we at recruiting? Is it just quiet time now?
Yeah, they're sitting 10 commits right now. And, you know, the class size, when you break down the numbers, technically there's only about 14 open scholarships at this point. You know, I think that number will grow up to, you know, 17, 18, though, by the end of the year. So, in all reality, they're over halfway done with their class with about eight spots left to go. And, you know, I think the glaring needs still are on the defensive line at defensive end. They've got two very good defensive tackle commits already in Carlos and Khalil Davis. You know, one of the Davis brothers was number one in the nation in the discus. He threw it like 213 feet. I think his brother was number two in the nation. These two Davis twins are outstanding D-tackle guys. But I do feel like they at least want to get one, you know, big-time quality defensive end, at least another offensive tackle in this class as well to go with that, and then some help at receiver. Other than that, I think they've got a lot of parts in place. There are some questions with their quarterback commit, Kevin Dillman. Number one, will he even be eligible to play this year? Because he's a foreign exchange student that came to California, and now he's in Texas. Well, his parents aren't in Texas with him, and according to the governing body in high school football there in Texas, he's not eligible to play at the school, so he may have to play at a private school, but he also has an injury that, you know, could prevent him from playing as well this year. So there is some question about Dillman and his status this year. You know, I'm not too worried about the quarterback recruiting, though. You look at the roster for Nebraska, I think they've got four or five guys that are all freshmen and sophomores. So there's a lot of capable bodies there. Somebody just needs to obviously emerge and, you know, come out of things here. And it looks like Tommy Armstrong is the guy that could be, you know, the starter this year as a sophomore.
Sean, is it buy one, get one free with the Davis brothers? I mean, are they going to be a match set, or are they going to want to have their own identity and go to two different schools?
No, they're definitely a guy. They want to play together, and that was start from the get go. And you know, they're the best case scenario recruits. I mean, they're 4-star D tackles, and they don't have cell phones really. They don't talk on the phone that often, so they're very hard to reach. So you don't really have to worry about other teams tracking these guys down. And the other kicker is John Garrison used to coach at their high school. And their assistant coaches were the groomsmen in John Garrison's wedding. So Nebraska has a lot of very strong ties to the Davis twins. And I know there was some surprise that they committed so quick to Nebraska down in the Kansas City area, but they are Husker fans. They love Nebraska. You know, they are excited to be here. They actually drove up to Lincoln a couple weeks ago for the summer camp. They just left Kansas City at like 6 in the morning and showed up and surprised the coaches because they couldn't make Big Red Weekend. So they said, you know what, we're just going to show up here and surprise them. And, you know, that was the smiles on the coaches' faces that day were ear to ear because these guys are studs.
Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com, with us here on ESPN Radio as the Huskers are just a month away from heading to camp. Sean, your thoughts on the train trip across Nebraska, pluses, minuses, everybody seemed to have fun. I think it was just so the coaches could get out and play some golf on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it was a good concept. Understand it was Jim Rose and Paul Myers were two of the guys that kind of came up with this idea to put it together. And, you know, it was neat that, you know, Bo Pelini and Tim Miles and Connie Ori and Rhonda Ravel and a number of other coaches took part in that deal and kind of had a throwback feel. I didn't feel like it was all that well marketed. I know the university sent out maybe one email, maybe two things on Huskers.com, but just some of the complaints I got from people in the other markets were that the local like papers and stuff didn't really publicize. So the crowds were decent. I mean, 300 people or so, but you know, if you'd expect these Bo Pelini and Tim Miles to be in some of these towns, you would think you'd get 1,000 people out, something like that. So I think if they did something like it again, it would definitely be much, much bigger. I think it was a cool deal, though, where you could – I was in Grand Island with Sipple. We drove out there on Saturday, and, you know, you had the opportunity to talk to the coaches, get pictures with them. So it was definitely a neat deal, and I know a lot of young kids were able to get autographs. Corey Schlesinger was in Grand Island. And, you know, it was definitely a unique event. I imagine they'll try to do some of these things like this to get in the future.
Sean, one thing that kind of came out of that, an observation that some people that I talked to about it was the obvious compare and contrast to the people skills, if you will, between Tim Miles and Coach Pelini. I don't think it's very fair to compare too many people to Tim Miles because I think he's exceptional with his charisma and how well he connects to people. But it does kind of point out that Coach Pelini has a little distance to go with that. Would you concur or what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, you just can't make somebody be someone who they're not. I mean, I think Bo is his own man and, you know, that's kind of been like, so many people, I can't tell you how many times I get asked, do you think Tim Miles' personality puts pressure on Bo to be a funny guy or be more like Tim Miles? And I would say no, because Bo's not like that. He's not going to, you know, try to be somebody who he's not. Now, watching him on Saturday, he was very good with the crowd. And, you know, he tries to crack jokes. Sometimes they're funny, sometimes they're not very funny. But, you know, he was out of his comfort zone to an extent on Saturday, and I thought he did a good job, you know, being up there in front of the crowd and very accommodating. And but, you know, yeah, like you said, there's only one Tim Miles. There's very, very few guys like him around the country. I mean, the comparison I would draw is like a Bruce Pearl. He kind of reminds you of a Tim Miles, but you don't see too many football coaches in all reality that are like Tim Miles. I mean, look at Bob Stoops, how serious he is, and look at Brady Hoke at Michigan, Urban Meyer, you know, he's not going to get up. I mean, so there's very few coaches like that, especially in football, that have that charisma and personality of a Tim Miles.
Talking with Sean Callahan, Husker Online, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Of course, we've got Big Red Lunches again this fall. We'll hear from him on Big Red Reports throughout the season once again. And Sean, I guess I'm going to put our industry under the microscope here a little bit, because with all that's out there now with Twitter and Facebook and all the sports talk shows that are in Nebraska, and they're longer than ours, so I don't feel guilty about some of the things we talk about. But when you're trying to fill 3 and 4 hour shows and you're trying to blog almost every day, you have to find something to talk about. And just by watching and listening to some of the shows, and you can include ours if you want, that's fine, they have to find something to talk about with Husker football in May and June to where we kind of stay away from it. Are we to the point of overanalyzation of the – I mean, you're asking the general fan, you're already stirring them up, not you. I'm just saying us as sports talk show hosts, we're stirring them up in June talking about what we think the offensive line needs to accomplish this year. There's nobody in the state that knows anything about the Nebraska offensive line except the guys that are going to coach them this year. It just seemed to catch me here the last couple of weeks that there's some spots that are that are talking Husker football and just to talk it.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there is that to an extent. I love Sam McEwen, but he's writing like extensive columns about Kenny Bell's production in late June. You know, it's sometimes you're like, man, sometimes you need a break on some of that stuff. Like in Omaha, there's so many hours of talk radio that they've got to fill that talk radio. So the Omaha World Herald has their own show now, so none of their writers can go on the Omaha station, which leaves a lot of guest holes not having those guys on anymore in Omaha, which is more time to talk and speculate. But, I think there's more local sports talk radio now in Omaha and in Lincoln both than ever before. Where I think you guys have it great, where you only have to worry about 1 hour a day. You got a lot of local stories there that you guys like to cover. So, you have a much better balance of things where when you're doing a 3-4 hour show 5 days a week, you're right. And people in Nebraska don't want to talk about the NBA or the NHL on local sports talk radio. Luckily, this year, though, we had Husker basketball go very far. We had Husker baseball get into the postseason. So I think this year was somewhat of an exception that we had both baseball and basketball around here to carry us into the College World Series, where before, Husker baseball might be out of it in early May. And, what are you supposed to talk about at that point? So I do think that was a help. But, yeah, at times, when we're breaking down who's going to be the dime corner in July, it can be a little overkill, I think, sometimes.
Sean Callahan with us for another couple minutes here, and we're pleased that Sean and Steve Sipple and Mike Babcock have all once again re-upped for the Husker Roundtable. That'll be the end of our 14 teams in 14 days on Friday, July 25th. Then it's off to Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, where Randy and I will be and Sean will be, and, of course, all your favorite Husker beat writers and TV and radio folks. But let me ask you, Sean, I don't want to talk Husker football now because what's the point? We'll learn more between now and then. We're going to be doing 14 teams, trying to get a hold and talking about everybody. It's going to start with Michigan State Tuesday. We've got Adam Rittenberg on Monday. Right now, what for you are some interesting storylines, whether it's league-wide, whether it's a single school? What should we be looking for here before we get to Chicago?
Well, I think, you got the new divisions and just kind of how that's going to affect the league. And you're already hearing the Big 12 North talk when you talk about what this Western Division has compared to the East, because, the Eastern Division definitely has the better teams across the board in terms of the storylines of Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, and Penn State. Those four teams are definitely hot topics right now in the Big Ten. But I think when you talk about the playoffs, can the Big Ten get a team in this year? I think that's a big goal. I mean, this league, whether it's Michigan State or Ohio State, leading the way, or somebody like Nebraska or Wisconsin rising up, the Big Ten needs to get a team in that playoff this year. And I think that will be, there'll be a lot of pressure on the league, because if the league champion, doesn't get in that college football playoff, it's going to be a huge blow to the league because, you're going to be out of the discussion. I mean, I think that should be the goal for the league this year, is to at least get a team in there, to have a seat at the table to play for the national championship. And if they don't do that, I think that will be a big blow. And I think there are some teams that have a great chance. I mean, Michigan State, with all they return of Langford and Connor Cook, and we know their defense with Calhoun at defensive end and the great defensive backs they return. And Ohio State has a very good defensive line with Braxton Miller coming back. Both those teams look like they have a shot to get into the playoff right now. And, can they get a team in? I think that will be one of the biggest storylines.
Sean, with the conference expanding, bringing in a couple of East Coast schools, Rutgers out of New Jersey, and obviously the University of Maryland, that getting a little bit closer to kind of the media centers, if you will, and some population centers, but they're not that great in football at the moment. Does their addition into the conference, does it help or hurt the conference's chances of getting somebody into the playoff?
Well, if they're not very good at football, it just means another win for all the power teams. So you can look at it that way, where if you brought in two really, really good teams to add with what you already have, you're going to get more you know, cannibalism where teams just beat each other up and you know, you're going to have a bunch of 8-4 teams, 7-5 teams because teams, you know, aren't good enough to be great, but they're all decent teams. And so I think I do, you know, you look at what Maryland has, though. They have some of the best receivers in the Big Ten, and Rutgers does have a few good players coming back. I think they're both bowl teams. I think they have a, both of them have a great chance to get to a bowl game this year based on what they return. It will be interesting to see, though, just how they adapt to the new conference and the physicality of this league, because there's no doubt in my mind that the Big Ten is a much different league than the ACC and the AAC. And, you know, Nebraska learned that in year one. And I think what you learn about the league is it's not – I mean, you expect it to be so throwback, old school, but it's a mix of it all. And that's what makes it unique. You have to be prepared to play Wisconsin and Michigan State and Iowa with their power game. Then you have to be ready for the spread offenses as well. And that's what makes this league unique. It's not categorized like the Big 12 was, a spread league. I mean, there's a mixture of it all. And I think that's the hardest thing for defenses to adjust to, is to have enough players to adjust to the different offenses you face every week.
Sean, one more question. I don't know that a lot of people know this, and I know that you will have the answers for folks out there. It's not just Maryland and Rutgers joining the Big Ten, but yes, John Hopkins University as a men's lacrosse affiliate member. What's your take on that?
You know, that was interesting when that happened. Not that I know anything about lacrosse, but Jim Delaney made a few comments a long time ago that the Big Ten would not consider a la carte memberships. But with John Hopkins and lacrosse, they obviously are such a good program in that sport, they wanted to add them. So, you know, I asked myself this question, then why couldn't UNO hockey be in the Big Ten for hockey as an a la carte member? You know, something like that could have happened too. But obviously lacrosse is a non-revenue sport, and, you know, they looked at it where this is a chance to really make the Big Ten great.
All right, you're off to fish this weekend, 4th of July. Where does Sean Callahan watch 4th of July fireworks?
We're going to probably stick in Lincoln on Friday, golfing in the morning with some guys and going to the pool in the afternoon and coming home for a little neighborhood party that night. So we typically try to stay around here and just kind of relax and have a good weekend.
Are you a good golfer, Sean?
No, I am not a very good golfer. I typically try to play in the best ball format.
Attaboy. Attaboy.
I'll hit it and use somebody else's. Well done. Well, hey, Sean, we'll talk with you again before we head off to Chicago. Enjoy the holiday. Enjoy a few days off, and keep up the good work. Thanks for the time.
Okay. Hey, thanks, Doug and Randy.
Hey, good to see you, Sean.
Sean Callahan from Husker Online, giving us some time here.
Talk to you. I talked to him. I didn't really see him. Yeah, I talked to him.
You know, visualize him.
Yeah.
You know,
well, and again, the idea of him going to the pool, I had to get that thought out of my head real quick, but, you know.
You get some of these, and this isn't necessarily a spam email, but if you order online, then from whatever. So I've ordered stuff from NFL.com. So now I get emails constantly from NFL.com.
Yeah.
And, of course, since I'm a Cowboy fan, you fill out their little – so they kind of put everything – so you
it's all marketed
it
for Cowboys, right.
So pick out whatever. You know, if you're Dolphins, you're going to get that.
And I do.
But this morning, I'm a little concerned because I'm thinking about all the Cowboy fans that I know, and this email that said, "Dive in, Cowboys swimwear that makes a splash." I didn't really want to open that too bad.
There's places you don't want to see the logo. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly.
Yeah, say I don't want to see the star.
I don't need to see the star
there. Yeah. Okay.
I don't need to see the star there. And I immediately thought of the biggest Cowboy fan I knew, and I didn't mean
literally,
that.
Literally the biggest.
Yeah, so we'll take a we're gonna take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Heath from Midway is gonna slide in and chat with us for a minute here. They've got a big 72-hour sale coming up, so we're gonna talk with Heath. Then we've got some talk about what's been going on nationally. Some thoughts. I think we can take a different direction with the soccer talk today about what did it really mean to you? Did you even care? I was telling some of the folks because I went down yesterday. I wanted to see really how many people would come out to watch the soccer. And in Kearney, a lot would be the answer.
Yeah.
But we had
a couple of different really good locations to watch it yesterday.
I had some conversations with people I did know, people I didn't know, some of those American Outlaws. you know, I laugh because I think some people just can put a headband on and they think they're a soccer fan. And just reading some of the tweets, reading some of the, well, more Facebook posts that are tweets, you know, we thank, you know, Scott Steinbrück said, hey, you know, to all those that, you know, jumped on the bandwagon. It was a great party. What'd you think? We know you were bandwagon jumpers, but
that's okay.
That's
yeah.
okay.
That's where it starts.
I said, you know what? I think here's where I sit down on this, and then after the break, we'll talk about it more. I was rooting for the United States. I wasn't rooting for soccer. I was rooting for the United States. If they would have been playing field hockey out there,
rugby.
Or hockey, rugby, tennis,
whatever,
you know, if it's the Ryder Cup, I would have been rooting for the United States. I still can't name five guys on the soccer team. I was rooting for the United States. It didn't really matter what the sport was.
Well, and that's absolutely true. That's one of the elements of it. And I'm kind of having a back and forth with a friend of mine that's on Facebook, and he's like, you know, it's the popular sport of, you know, every country that has terrorism. And and it makes it sound like, you know, if you like soccer, you're really? Non-American. But give me a break. I mean, and I'm gonna
go
through
that. Belgium.
Yeah, you know what? And the point is that it's a popular sport everywhere, but again, I think even if you don't like the sport, it's kind of like the Olympics. I'm still going to root for the Americans when I see them during the Olympics.
More of the Doug and Danny Show coming up here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 4th of July, even the guys at Midway get a couple hours off, but thank God. Heath is in for Andy. Andy already's on vacation. Is that the deal, Heath?
That is true. He's gone for like the next 10 days, I think, so...
When the boss is gone, that's when we get great deals, I guess.
Exactly. We're getting crazy down here right now.
I guess the manufacturers even know about this, huh?
Definitely. We actually made a phone call and made this happen.
Well, we got some really cool stuff going on at South 2nd Avenue. They will be off on the 4th, but they're there the rest of the time for you. Got a big 72-hour sale going on at Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Heath is in, and you're here to tell me all about it. What's going on?
Yeah, right now, something big. We haven't seen this for a long, long time. What we've got on all 2014 Chevrolet models except Corvettes, 0% interest up to 72 months. So that's something I haven't seen this for a long, long, long time. So 0% free money, 72 months. You know, you look at some of the prices of these vehicles, you know, whether it's $10,000, $20,000, or, you know, a lot of these are $60,000, $70,000 anymore. You take 0% money, you're not going to beat that anywhere at all. I mean, nobody's going to touch that. Huge savings across the board. But if you add that up over the time of 72 months, no matter what your interest rate is, your credit union or whatever your bank, you're not going to beat this kind of deal.
And we've been talking about it. Folks are kind of getting ready for probably vacation time. Some of the Little League baseball is winding down. Everybody's trying to jam their vacation in here. It might be time to be looking at a newer pre-owned vehicle.
Sure. And we've got a huge selection right now on all these new. So we're fully stocked, ready for this. We don't just have a couple to choose from. There's fully stocked there, front and back of the building. So plenty to choose there. But 0% money. Not going to see this for a long, long time again, I imagine. But once in a chance deal, it's good through Monday. So the 7th, we're running from now till Monday.
So you guys got the fireworks going already.
Absolutely.
If folks want to know more, of course, they can always go online to thinkmidway.com. This is for the Midway Chevrolet, Buick, and Cadillac selection here. And folks might have an extra day or two off, get a chance to drive out around the lot and see what you got.
Yeah, we're there. We're there till 7 o'clock Monday through Thursday. Saturday, 8 to 5, till last customer leaves, of course, and then Monday, 8 to 7. So we're going to be there. Plenty of time if you make it in. Give us a call, get an appointment set up. You know, our website, thinkmidway.com. Everything's on there. You can get a look there and get an idea before you come, even if you want to.
All right, Heath. Well, we'll let you get back out there and take care of the customers, whether they've been there before, whether they're coming in for the first time, and enjoy the 4th of July, too.
Sounds great. You also. Thank you.
You bet. We're going to have more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
In 1902, Carrier introduced the world to modern air conditioning. We've been improving on the idea ever since. So if you're getting the idea to upgrade to a more comfortable, more efficient system, think about Carrier. There's no better time than right now. Get cool cash rebates of up to $1,450 on a new home comfort system by Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Call Anderson Brothers today at 308-236-6437 or at Holdridge at 995-4481.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Carney's Best Real Estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares. OneRocky.com.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle, and so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better, just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it, because you're back to 100%, and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine on tap today with an afternoon high near 76 degrees. Down to 53 tonight as skies stay mostly clear. And we'll have clear skies and sunshine Thursday with highs near 80. I'm meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 64.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Dutta, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. Time to take a look at our Midtown Mart of Hastings cooler question. Midtown Mart, home of the coldest beer, which is big time important for a 4th of July weekend, and the coolest topics. I told you it'd be 90%. Which would you rather have happen, Nebraska win the National Football Championship or the United States win the World Cup? 91% said football national title.
Yeah.
Today,
a lot more of our identity is based on that sport and this state versus the national thing in soccer.
Yeah. Which new Big Ten team has the better tradition, Rutgers, Maryland?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Top of my head, I would say, I'm talking myself out of it now. I'd probably say Rutgers.
See, I'd go Maryland just because they've had some basketball tradition. They have had some
I was just thinking football
success.
I was thinking football only. And one of the neat things about Maryland is every year they play Navy. You know, the Army-Navy is the big game for Navy, obviously. Second biggest game is Maryland.
Doesn't Rutgers play UConn, though, every year? You can vote now.
Does UConn
ESPN
have football?
Superstation.com.
They do. I know that. I'm just kidding.
Again, I was talking again with a friend yesterday about Herman Edwards saying, "Don't hit sand! Don't hit send." You know, you read something, you want to get on this Twitterverse. Again, I'm still not on Twitter. I do a Facebook thing. We post our things on Facebook, guests and things like that, email. As far as the young kids and everything they do with, Instagram.
I've had a couple things I sent that.
Chats and all that.
Kind of regretted later.
Do it. Well, I think about it and I just say, no, you can't do it, because all they're going to do is respond, and then you have to respond, and then it just gets out of control.
Yeah.
You got to have a
conversation. You got trolls out there that are looking to be upset. They want to be angry at somebody, and congratulations, they've now chosen you.
Well, and I'm just, it makes you want to defriend people when you read things that are, you just go, what?
Which I've done.
Which I love. What's her name? Beatrice or Bernice that does the e-insurance commercials now. She posts the pictures to her
on her wall. On her wall.
That's great.
That's not how this works.
That's not how any of this works. I unfriend you. But a couple of things I saw yesterday, and I could be wrong. Trying to sell the sport of soccer there were people that were saying, well, half the world watches it. Yeah, half the world probably does. Not half of the United States of America.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, more people watch the Super Bowl on Super Bowl Sunday than watch soccer, okay? That's just the way it is. Yeah. I'm sure there was a ton of people that watched the game yesterday, and as I said, I was rooting for the U.S. But there's a fine line. As I said briefly in a show last week, do you really want soccer to be the number one sport in the United States? And I'll even ask that of you, of if you're an American outlaw, if you're part of this soccer movement, do you really want that to be? I mean, you're saying you like that. I mean, come on, football, baseball.
Well,
you're saying in 10 years or when we go to Qatar in 8 years, hopefully, to play in the World Cup, you want that to be the most important sport in the United States of America?
Wait. We were talking just a little bit ago during the break that we're kind of in a dirge. There's not a lot of sporting events going on right now that garner a lot of attention. I think the World Cup fills a nice void. Oh, here's a conversation my wife and I never had. Here's a conversation my wife and I never had. Honey, let's have another child. Ooh, yeah, we could, but we'll love the child we have now less if we have a second one. You know, there should be room in your heart for more than one child. There should be room in your heart for more than one sport. If the popularity of soccer increases, doesn't mean you have to like another sport less. It doesn't like there's a pie there somewhere, and you're taking if when you cut it when you cut it, less of a piece goes to this sport. No, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this stuff works. I like how that worked out.
But
for
that's not exactly what I was saying. There are.
But that's the image I get from people saying that we can't have soccer be popular because then other sports will be less popular. No, you can have more than one person in the room. There's 10 channels on TV that have sports on it. If soccer's on one of those 10, that means you only have 9 other sports channels to fill with some sort of sporting event. I think we'll be okay. I think the other sports can still be popular. I think we'll be okay.
Well, there's 2 or 3 different ways I can go along with this. Colin Cowherd had a great opening today talking about how soccer, kind of what you're saying, everybody's picking up on it. But now with the investment, Fox and ESPN are going to be putting games on from MLS, which just made me yawn right there, on Sundays. Okay, they're replacing something, Randy. They're replacing Major League Baseball. They're replacing NASCAR. They're not replacing figure skating. They're replacing something that we like to watch. Now, I'm not exactly sure when that is because I'll sit here and tell you I don't even know when the MLS season begins
but
and ends. I know
there's
it's going on
now. There's not Major League Baseball on Sundays, not on the channels that you mentioned. You know, they're on at night, but they're not during the day.
I'm just saying something is being moved.
Something, but you're not sure what. So how much are you going to miss whatever this thing is that you getting moved that we don't know what it is?
You're sounding like a soccer fan.
I am kind of a soccer fan. My point is there's a lot of channels out there, and they have to find some way to fill that with sports marketing.
And it is
going somewhere.
Correct? Is it on now? Can you watch MLS soccer on your DirecTV or Dish package now? The answer is yes.
If I want to buy the extra package, yes.
Well, that's the same way with every other sport.
Well, true.
Okay.
But
you still can't tell
you know
me.
There's going to have to be more sports programming when Fox Sports 1 went on the air, right? There's going to have to be something more,
right?
You know, because some of that is going to go to Fox, and that means now what they used to have on some other channel is going to be moving someplace else. I mean, there's a lot of channels out there. It used to be just ESPN. Now there's ESPN2, there's ESPNU, you got Fox Sports, you got CBS Sports, you got Fox. You know, you have all these other channels out there. You're still good. Whatever your favorite sport is, has more exposure than it had 10 years ago. And even if soccer does get more exposure, your favorite sport is still going to get more exposure than it got 10 years ago. You're going to be okay.
Okay, let me go with another one of the comments that I saw in the last 12 hours that I thought, really? The United States had very few chances to score yesterday. Belgium, better team, outplayed Tim Howard, one of the, if not the greatest, goalkeeping game in the history of the World Cup.
It was
16 saves, they say. I mean, the stats, the figures prove that out. But then for the folks, the United States had a chance at a virtually open net in the last 30 seconds of regulation. They were in extra time. They headed into the box. And again, my terminology is going to be vague here. But the young man basically misses the entire goal.
He had a small. Okay. I think he had a small window.
Whatever the case may be. The line was 99% of you couldn't make that goal.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? 99.999% of Americans aren't on the U.S. soccer team, supposedly the best players in the country.
Yeah.
He should have made it. Mm. That's what is frustrating to get. And Scott said here yesterday and told us, or Monday, and told us about this. There is psycho hockey, or regular, not psycho, you know, everyday
fanatic
soccer fan.
Yeah.
And then there is me, who wants to see the United States win. And that's where me, regular United States fan, gets frustrated when it's, good God, how can you play 90 minutes and then all of a sudden three goals get scored in 30 minutes?
Well, part of it is there was some openings. And by the way, I think all three balls that went in were touched by either a defender or the goaltender. I can picture one of them right now that I know it was. They were all put in small windows. I mean, the defense was still good. When you get tired, when you get fatigued, the windows are going to open up. It's true of any sport. If you're talking hockey, you're talking basketball, whatever. You're talking football, later in the game, people are going to get kind of wore down. Windows do open up a little bit more, and they still were very, very small windows. The young man who apologized later for missing that shot, to me, it's very much like a good three-point shooter who has the open look at the end of the game to either win it or tie the game, and it rims in and out, and he missed it. It happens. I mean, Michael Jordan missed shots. LeBron misses shots. Everybody misses a shot. He missed a shot, and it just happened to be at the biggest stage, and it's one of those things that's going to haunt him, but it doesn't mean he isn't a good soccer player. It doesn't mean he didn't do the right things. I mean, I think he's putting more burden on himself than really he should, and I think, well, you're putting more burden on him, too.
Let me give you one more.
Okay.
No matter how good a job this Jurgen Klinsmann did, give me an American coach. That's just something that, you know, you want the sport of soccer to grow, give me an American coach.
I don't know how important that is. Be honest.
You want a Russian coach in your USA Olympic hockey team?
I don't care. I want to win. If he's the best person for the job, God bless America. Hire the best person for the job. I don't really care where they're – we'll get them a work visa. It'll be okay. You know, no one seemed to be upset that the U.S. Olympic gymnastics team won the team championship a few years ago, and we had Yorgi Karela or whatever, Romanian coach in there. Nobody goes, well, it's not really an American win because it was a Romanian coach. If we win, that is not going to be a deal. That's not going to be a deal.
You can talk all the sports you want, watch all the sports you want, and if you're going to be in Kearney at any time over the 4th of July extended weekend, you can enjoy some great live entertainment. Stop by any time for a sandwich, a salad, or a frosty cold one at Cunningham's, 23rd Street, north side of the Brooks in downtown Kearney. They've got lunch specials every single day, and Wednesday is the wing deal. 8 delicious wings for only $5. They've expanded their menu, even more skewers, which are so good, especially during the summertime, but sandwiches, pizzas, great, great burgers, Juicy Lucy, Juicy Jack. They've got brisket, so many great appetizers that can be a meal all on its own, and live entertainment as well. And if you have to slide in for happy hour, 3 to 6, get a big ass for $3.50, yummy, yummy cold beer, or a well drink for only $1.50. So when you're ready for a little relaxation, lunch, or just an ice cold beverage, go to Cunningham's, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney. We're back with more after this.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I've never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Now is the time to start training for this year's Nebraska Senior Games. Seniors ages 50 and up will have their chance to test their skills in a variety of different sports and activities. Track and field, golf, basketball, bowling, swimming, tennis, and many more. This year's games will be held August 7th through the 10th in Kearney. This is the 25th anniversary, a year you won't want to miss. Sign up by going to NebraskaSeniorGames.com for registration forms. The 2014 Nebraska Senior Games, where competition never gets old. Get in the game at NebraskaSeniorGames.com.
Assisted living. Is it about help with the daily needs of living? Or about getting more out of life? Is it about the services offered? Or the spirit in which help is given? At Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village, the difference is in a philosophy that everyone deserves to feel loved and valued. In fact, it's a lot more than assisted living. It's a little help from your friends. For more information on assisted living, give us a call at Good Samaritan Society Hastings Village or find us on the web at good-sam.com.
You'll have fun, fun, fun when you make it Fonner Park.
Best bets for holiday food, fun, fireworks at Fonner Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Daily nationwide horse racing starts at 11:25 a.m. Play live draw Keno. Enjoy snacks, sandwiches, full dining, and bar. Come out July 4th at dusk for Fonner's spectacular free fireworks display. So race to the finish line. Number one for holiday food and fun.
Show Central Nebraska is ESPN Radio Superstation. The old adage, knee high by the 4th of July, relates to what, Randy Bushkin?
That would be corn.
You know what? Usually, I always had to laugh because of knee high. I'd get lost in that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, that changed a long time ago.
Not the case now. This year, with the late winter, and unfortunately for a lot of the folks in the state of Nebraska that got some hail and tried to get a late replant, it's barely going to get to knee high by the 4th of July.
In some areas.
That means, folks, you need to make sure to take advantage of the short time you've got. Heat this summer, you can't handle it. T&L Irrigation is going to take care of that for you. Let T&L and their dealers give you lasting value and decades of dependability. T&L systems are easier on you for a lifetime. You can stop by your local T&L dealer, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and many of the cities in our listening area. Or if you're not sure who that is, go online to TLIRR.com, and with T&L's PPC3, you can manage your pivot without having to drive out to it every single day. You can do it with a computer or mobile device and a simple internet connection. The T&L difference, see it now at T&L Irrigation. Do I want to read this? This comes from our Twitter. Nick says, have you ever watched ESPN on Sunday afternoons? Bowling and billiard reruns. I'll take MLS. Okay, here's the deal.
I told you, there's 10 channels. Hey, you got to fill them with something.
Nick, I'll watch bowling. But you're right. You're right. Yeah.
Well, like I say, you don't know. I mean, if you don't
but
know
bowling
what
bowling and
what,
billiards is in the winter, that's not MLS time.
I think they can do those. They're kind of indoors, Doug. They can pretty much do that whenever they want to do that. I think there's a year-round bowling league, I think. I think. Doesn't the PBA?
No.
They don't bowl in the summer.
No. They might, but they don't televise it. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776 if you'd like to join us. Phil Steele has Nebraska 33rd, in case nobody noticed that. Florida State number one, Alabama number two. What do you think?
How do you know? I almost wish, and I'm glad that, like, for the 14 playoff, that they don't have preseason ratings, because you don't know. Right now, I think Nebraska is getting no credit for having a quarterback. We're going to have a blind man with epilepsy who's in a wheelchair going to be our quarterback, according to a lot of folks. I mean, I think Armstrong is going to be a lot better than what people think. They did just, people don't think that we have a quarterback at all, and so they're dismissing. I think Nebraska is going to be solid, I think the quarterback's going to do just fine. You know,
speaking of quarterbacks,
you don't know.
I didn't use it as a sports story, and I don't, whatever. But I guess we can mention it since we've got a minute here. Ron Kellogg was out in the area partying, and evidently got caught handing a beverage to a minor out of Nebraska land days. Is that should I care?
No, you shouldn't care.
Did see Ron, though, at a golf outing over the weekend. I was, you know, actually yesterday.
Did he hand you
when, when it was, no, okay. No. Yesterday, just to have fun with soccer fan in a huge environment, every once in a while I'd yell, bring in Donovan! Where's Landon? He'll score at the end. Of course, then out came the, bring in Westerkamp! Where's Kellogg? We need a Hail Mary!
Could have used a Hail Mary.
Yes.
And almost got it, that set piece. Oh, my goodness, that was well done. And the rebound, I thought we had the rebound.
One other sports story to get off of soccer here. With Doug McDermott officially in Chicago, doing his Chicago interviews, press conference, local things.
But I wish he would have been with the Nuggets, because him being McNugget would have been awesome. If he just would have stayed there.
Does he want Carmelo Anthony?
How
will Carmelo Anthony impact and affect a player like Doug McDermott with the Chicago Bulls
They're pretty similar in terms of what you're going to ask them to do in terms of shooting. Now, personality, no, but that would lessen some playing time for.
Could he learn
Dougie McDuckets? Learn what? I'm not a fan of Carmelo Anthony. I am not. I think he's a bit of a pariah. He reminds me a little bit of Allen Iverson, and I remember distinctly talking to an Allen Iverson fan and said, that man will never win a championship because he doesn't have the makeup for it. I think the same thing of Carmelo Anthony. And by the way, I know he won one at Syracuse. I mean, I got that. But as a professional, I just don't think he's professional enough to do that. So I'm not a huge fan of him, even though he's got a heck of a game.
Also going to Tom Chattel's column today. After being drafted, Doug McDermott phoned or tweeted or texted, I can't remember exactly which one it was, to the Blue Jay bar there and bought a round and a keg and shots for everybody. Put it on my tab, he said. There you go.
You know what? That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's pretty cool. That's pretty fun.
Let me throw this out, though. Just those little, I don't even know if you can call it pet peeves, but just things you would rather, and even my buddy Chris Schmidt on Hail Varsity, which we've got every day, weekday at 4 to 6. I never have jumped on the Dougie McBuckets thing. That never seemed – it just never hit with me. And I'm so tired of hearing Johnny Football. I'm so tired of that. Extremely tired of that. Even and Manziel gives us reasons to talk about him every single day if you want to. But, again, I think he's become a filler for something to talk about.
Yeah, I agree.
At this exact moment on this show.
I agree. Because again, the personality eludes over and kind of bleeds over a little bit with all that stuff. And I don't really care for the nickname, but, you know, Johnny the Jet, I mean, we kind of like that.
Well, that was awesome.
That's a good nickname.
There's a lot of good nicknames.
There's some good nicknames.
Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here, our email today. Haven't heard from Trent in a while. He must have been enjoying summer. Trent says, didn't America bring in European generals to train our soldiers to help defeat England? Maybe Jurgen is our revolutionary general. That's getting out there, Trent, but I like your style.
Yeah, he's got a point.
By the way, a lot of people were asking, where is the next World Cup? Do you know?
It's in Russia, I believe.
Yes, in 2018. So that means it'll be tough to watch soccer,
yeah.
Unless you're up overnight. I mean, those are going to be early morning, overnight type
games. Their late-night game will be an early morning game here.
Yeah, so... Yeah. But most of this stuff is kind of afternoonish, late afternoonish.
Yeah, I think FIFA kind of controls that. Well, they control everything. They control the timing of that a little bit, where they can't really jostle it around a whole lot. I think the Olympics does a better job in terms of trying to hit their largest potential audience about when things are going to be competed, what time they're going to play. But FIFA is kind of a standard local time thing, I believe.
All right, folks, no matter what time it is, Big Dally's Deli is there for you. Duncan Field, just across the street in Hastings, top of the hill at 3905 North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can jam the cooler full of sandwiches for your trip wherever you're going. Maybe you're going out to the lake. Maybe you're going to the cabin. You just want something that you can grab and eat at any time. Big Dally's Deli will help you out. Or maybe you're just out running around buying fireworks today. And Big Dally's Deli is right there, right across the street, actually, from one of the great American fireworks stands in the city of Kearney, but no free publicity for them. Big Dally's Deli, home of a bazillion sandwiches. Get the toppings you want. Get the bread you want. You can make it a combo meal if you'd like. What are you having today, Randy?
Let's do the 27.
bacon, lettuce, tomato. That's pretty American.
That's pretty American right there.
Pretty American right there. I'm going with the Mike Super Combo, the 48 salami, turkey, bacon. So, so good. And it'll be good for you. Stop by Big Dally's Deli in Kearney or Hastings. We'll be back and wrap things up after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Play ball!
Great fielding and solid hitting start with the right stuff from TM Sporting Goods. Choose from brands like Louisville Slugger, Rip It, Mizuno, and Wilson. All the summer sports are made better with the right apparel and equipment from TM Sporting Goods.
Save!
Then roll in the expertise provided by Steve Varinall and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, a division of Protein Design. Every sport done right.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You will get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Horizon Recovery and Counseling Center presents Recovery in the Park Celebration on Friday, July 11th. Free barbecue with hamburgers and hot dogs at 6 p.m. at the Brickyard Park in Hastings. Free ice cream and a free concert presenting the band Forgiveness 490. Free will donations are appreciated. For more information, call 402-462-2066 or log on to reviveinc.org and come out and enjoy a great time of food and fellowship at Brickyard Park on Friday, July 11th.
Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio heads to Detroit. The Tigers sit high atop the AL Central and were considered by many as the favorite to reach the World Series in the American League.
Out of here! Home run, Miguel Cabrera!
Will they continue to roll toward October?
5-2 Tiger lead.
Up next, they'll face Evan Longoria and the Tampa Rays.
Walk-off! Home run for Evan Longoria!
The Rays and Tigers, Sunday Night Baseball at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Back here on the Duck and Daddy Show, don't forget the Mike Trader's annual Mid-America Basketball Camp is going on with six different individual sessions throughout the course of the summer. They have overnight and commuter camps for boys that will be held July 6th through the 9th, just coming up right around the corner at Hastings College, July 20th through the 23rd at Doane College. Day camps are held for both boys and girls at Grand Island Central Catholic, GICC. That'll be at the end of the month, the 27th through the 30th of July. Also, don't forget, there's overnight and commuter camps for girls at Hastings College, also coming up here very shortly, the 6th through the 9th, and at Doan on the 20th through the 23rd. Individual camp is open for 8 years old through the 11th grade, so you're dealing with about a second grader there through the 11th grade. The camp has been one of the more popular camps in the Midwest for the past 37 years. Over 28,000 campers have attended one of Mike Trader's camps during the course of those 37 years. Well known for teaching its great teaching of fundamental skills, as well as having outstanding coaches from out the nation teaching the campers. It combines teaching of these skills with team play and contests throughout the camp. And again, I'm former free throw champion. sitting right over here, just so you know. Don't forget the camps at Hastings College, Central Community College in Columbus, Doan, which is in Crete, and Grand Island Central Catholic. As mentioned, the summer staff will include some of the top college and high school coaches, all experienced in summer basketball camp work. For more information, for an application, you can get a hold of Mike Trader at Mike Trader, mtrader@hastings.edu. mtrader@hastings.edu. Probably the best way to do it because, well, time is short because, you know, the camp's going on July 6th through the 9th. Well, that is starting on Sunday.
Get her done. Hey, here's a pretty amazing performance. A lot of Legion baseball continuing, but how about this from a Nebraska recruit last night in Jake Myers? If you pitch a seven-inning no-hitter,
That's 21 outs.
Okay, that's 21 outs. He struck out 20.
That's pretty solid. That's Jake a Myers. High percentage.
Omaha West Side, 20 strikeouts, seven-inning no-hitter, beat Papillion La Vista South 11-0. He was the captain of the World Herald's All-Nebraska baseball team after West Side won.
And you know what? That's a lot of championship. That's a lot of pitches. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, if somebody grounds out, that could be on one or two pitches. Well, according to my math, you got to throw at least three to every one of those. So just in there, that's 60 pitches right there to get your 20 strikeouts without anything else happening, without any foul balls that would have been strike three or any of that other stuff.
You're deep.
I know. I got the math down and everything. So, I mean, the fatigue factor on that is... That's pretty impressive. I wonder how many total pitches he threw. And I'm sure it doesn't say, but it's got to be a high percentage of strikes.
I do not have that number. I'm sorry.
Got to be a high percentage of strikes.
23rd annual Mr. Basketball invite gets underway tomorrow afternoon at UNK. So welcome in all the teams that will be playing in that Thursday through Sunday, the championship game on Sunday night. I want to thank Sean Callahan of Husker Online for joining us today. Talk a little Big Ten, little Nebraska football, and what we should expect as we get ready for our 14 teams in 14 days, an overall preview with Adam Rittenberg on Monday. Tomorrow, UNK Athletic Director Paul Plinsky will join us in studio, talk about some summer activities, and they all are also getting ready for the fall.
Yeah, the season tickets being renewed right now, and they're doing a lot of construction on campus as well.
All right, Randy, enjoy your 4th of July.
God bless America, man.
There you go. USA, and I love soccer. We will see you on the Doug and Danny Show tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.